Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, welcome to another week of Mind Games. This is actually a topic that is really, really close to my heart as a male, but also as a counsellor and psychologist. And I have a real passion for working with men because I think it's a really important area. So when I work with men, I mean, there's a couple of barriers that present themselves. And these are also, I might add, part of my experience as a man and my experience of masculinity as well. The first thing that's really, really important to understand and for men to consider is that often who we are and how we identify ourselves as men is based on a male blueprint that we are handed throughout the process of looking at our role models, looking at the people that we admire, looking at and being told things through the media and through what we call a socialization process. So we all start to develop and finally tune and hone this blueprint for what it is for us to be a man and why that is the way it is. It's how we structure our world, and so we act accordingly. One of the things that's often for a lot of guys in this blueprint is some discussion around the kind of ickiness and the arm's lengthness of emotions, and the idea that emotions are often attributed for a lot of guys, and some men I've worked with have actually been told this explicitly, that emotions are a form of weakness, and so that we tend to not want to show our weakness for a number of other reasons based on our view of who we are as men. So the first thing to kind of consider when we talk about our emotions, and I want all the men listeners as well as women listeners out there to think about this, is for men who are often disencouraged from expressing themselves, they tend to only have a limited range of ability to be able to describe what they're feeling inside their chest. And often that can be a really, really complex thing, which we tend to channel through a couple of key emotions. So when people ask us how we are, we kind of say good, bad, or we're angry. And so often the whole breadth of emotional experience gets channeled through these three kind of piles. So the first thing, the first mind game that you can play is to actually have a look at what's actually underneath that good, that bad, or that angry. Anger is often a secondary emotion. There's things underneath it. When we say good, we're often just providing a real surface level description of why we're good or what's actually happening. Are we joyous? Are we rapt? Are we, are we happy? What is the actual definition of where we're at the moment? So the first thing you can do is actually start to challenge yourself to consider your own emotional vocabulary. If you don't have the words, there are websites that have thousands and thousands and thousands of feeling words on there. And you can try and build those into your conversation. Women who work with men and in relationships with men can also keep that in mind. Don't let the guys off the hook, ladies, but actually keep that in mind and actually help them to explore that for themselves. So there's some things you can do this week, men and women, to deepen our emotional understanding of each other, given that we have this view of the world and often this male blueprint. Enjoy your masculinity, though, guys. It is often the case that there is a lot more happening in our world and in ourselves that can be explored and understood, and that we live much richer lives as a result of that. Keep that in mind and just practice with the ones that you feel comfortable with. Speak to you next week on Mind Games.